Kisavoyo Eretz Canaan, when you come to Eretz Canaan, v'nasati negat saras v'bayis, and there's a negat saras in the house. So Rashi says besura lachem was good news, because the goyim used to hide the money in the wall, matmoni shalzav, golden hidden treasures in the houses for 40 years, and because of the saras they found the money. So the question is saras a good thing? It's good to have saras, to get money? Why is that a good thing? The chippur al habayis, you see that it's a bad thing to have saras. They need a kapara, they have to bring two tzipporim. So why can Hashem give them a different idea how to open the walls? Maybe they want to expand the house, they'll find the money. Why does that have to come through saras? Saras is not a good thing. A lot of times in life we have pain, but it turns out to be good. So why does Hashem give us the pain? If Hashem wants to give us good, let Him just give us good. Why do we have to go through the pain? The answer is, Batsar herchavtali. David HaMelech Hui says that the pain I have brought me to herchavtali, that it widened for me even more than I had before. So why do I need the pain? Because Hashem wanted to be mative to us. Hashem wanted to give us good things. But we need to get closer to Hashem to get to the good. So it brings us the pain. And now we do tshuva. After we do tshuva, we get closer to Hashem. And now He can be made of us even more than before. We were mekarev to Hashem, b'tzar, herchavtoli. Now Hashem can give us even more. So the reason why Hashem gives the bad thing is that a person should do tshuva, he should get close to Hashem, and then Hashem can give him the hidden treasure behind the wall. So how are we neskarev to Hashem? How do we get close to Hashem? The lowest, easiest way, the lowest on the rung, the easiest thing to do, instant coffee. The easiest thing, the Vilna Gaon says, Divrei Hayomim Perek Tezayin, Hishalalu B'Shem Kodshei, Yismach Lev Mevakshei Hashem. The Gra says that being mazkir the Shem Hashem, just by mentioning the Shem Hashem, Yeshua, you get Yeshuas. If you say the name of Hashem, you get a Yeshua. If you're makir, that just by mentioning the name of Hashem, you're mishalal b'shem kodshei. He's saying halal for the schus of just being mentioning the name of Hashem. Yivtach b'shem Hashem, you have betachin, just by saying the name of Hashem will bring Yeshua. So you see that the easiest thing in the world, the lowest level, is just to mention the name of Hashem, you already get hatzlacha. And you have betachin in the schus of saying the Shem Hashem, you'll have a Yeshua. In the schos of just mentioning the name of Hashem, b'chol makim, even in chutzlars, asher azkes shmi, anywhere you mention Hashem's name, avay elecha verachticha, Hashem will come and give you a bracha. If you just mention the name of Hashem, like it says, elav arecha ve'elav asusim, the goyim go with the power of the horse, v'anachnu b'shem Hashem elekein nazik. We just mention that we're going in the power of Hashem. And the fact that we mentioned it, we already get a Yeshua. So we're so happy that we have Hashem, that just by saying that you have Hashem, you already get a Yeshua. We get so close to Hashem, even in such a small way, by just mentioning His name, you already get a Yeshua. So Madach, it's so easy just to mention the name of Hashem. When you need a Yeshua, you get a Yeshua. Yismach lei mevakshe Hashem. So then you'll be so happy if you're mevakesh Hashem, if you're really looking for Hashem, then you'll even be happier. Why? Because madach, you just mentioned the name of Hashem. You already get a bracha. So if you're mevakesh Hashem, if you're looking for Hashem, then for sure you'll get bracha. So every drop of kirvat Hashem brings you bracha. Mevakesh Hashem. Therefore, if you're mevakesh Hashem on a higher level, how do you get to the higher level? How do you reach a higher level in Vakish Hashem? L'Hashem HaYeshua Al Amcha B'Chasech HaSela. So Rashi teaches that Hashem's job is to Yeshua's, but our job is to Mevarach Hashem. The more you Mevarach and appreciate the good that you have, the closer you get to Hashem. Hashem does His job, L'Hashem HaYeshua. Hashem brings you Yeshua's. Your job is not to think about the Yeshua. Your job is to mevarach Hashem and to appreciate the good, and the more appreciate you have, not looking at what you want, But the more you look into what you have, your Mevakesh Hashem, then the more bracha you're going to get. And that is the secret of the tzaras, that you had tzaras, you got close to Hashem, you davened Hashem, you did tshuva, you thanked Hashem, you appreciate what you have, and immediately you get a bracha, because you built your trust in Hashem by appreciating the chasadim He did for you in the past, and the more you look at the chasadim of the past, the more you feel Hashem and you rely on Him, and the more bracha you get. And even by tzaras, which is the einish, but it brought the person close to Hashem, and he was zaycha because of that, the tremendous, tremendous bracha.